The next evening, after putting the children to bed, Lorna went into the room where Polly slept. She went to get a suitcase out of the closet, expecting the room to be empty. Polly, as she thought, still in the bathroom, soaking the day's sunburn in lukewarm water and soda. But Polly was in bed, with the sheet pulled up around her like a shroud. "You're out of the bath," said Lorna, as if she found all this quite normal. "How does your burn feel now?"
"I'm okay," said Polly in a muffled voice.
Lorna knew at once that she had been, and probably was, still weeping. She stood at the foot of the bed, not able to leave the room. A disappointment had come over her that was like a sickness, a wave of disgust. Polly didn't really mean to keep hiding. She rolled over and looked out, with her face all creased and helpless, red from the sun, and her weeping. Fresh tears came welling up in her eyes. She was a mound of misery, one solid accusation.
"What is it?"
Lorna said. She feigned surprise. She feigned compassion.
You don't want me."
Her eyes were on Lorna all the time, brimming not just with her tears, her bitterness and accusation of betrayal, but with her outrageous demand to be folded in, rocked, comforted.